is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
It's Tuesday, August 2nd. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. As the group of people who have not had COVID continues to shrink, many ideas begin to swirl about how they've avoided it for so long. For some, it could be a healthy immune system, masking, or just luck. But could genetics also be at play? Catherine Wu, staff writer at The Atlantic, joins us for how scientists are looking into whether some are just naturally resistant to the virus. Thanks for joining us, Catherine.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, we've seen the Omicron subvariant BA5 take hold of the country. A lot of people are getting infected for the first time. A lot of people are getting reinfected. And we're looking at this incredibly shrinking number of people that have never gotten COVID this whole time that we've been going through the pandemic. And, you know, there's a lot of questions. What could be at play there? Some people, it could be a mix of luck, just really taking care of themselves, avoiding people and situations where they could catch the virus. But others and scientists are really looking to see if there could be any genetic factors behind this. You know, we've known for a long time that even when we're dealing with other viruses like HIV, that some people are genetically resistant to some of that stuff. So they're looking to see, hoping to see if they can find something related to coronavirus in that same sense. So Catherine, tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, you summed it up really well. You know, this is an incredibly tantalizing idea with a virus that is so transmissible and has seemingly infected just about everyone in the past couple years. It is worth wondering, you know, what is going on with the people who haven't gotten it? Obviously, so many factors contribute to whether or not a person gets infected. And we do have to acknowledge here that a lot of people who think they haven't been infected probably have, though it's certainly not. There may be people who never get this, not just because they haven't had the opportunity to, but because they can't get it. You know, there's a little bit of precedent for this. And if scientists are able to find these people, it's not just a gee whiz kind of thing. It could really lead to new treatments, maybe even new vaccines, innovative ways to combat the virus. And, you know, scientists are certainly hopeful because they've already identified factors that can make infections that people do get less severe. So genetics really can play a huge role in what happens when pathogens try to infect us.
Now, we don't know how readily available something like this would be, how easy it would be to track it down. You had a note in your article of the 1,400 or so viruses, bacteria, parasites, and fungi that can cause diseases in humans. There's really only three that can be shut out by some genetic tweak. So we're looking at HIV, norovirus, and a malaria parasite. But that still doesn't close out the possibility that we can find something that could hold off coronaviruses. And even in that, it doesn't have to be a complete shutoff. You know, even if we can find some partial protection would be really good when we're looking at future treatments and vaccines and all that stuff. You know, it doesn't have to be the full cell.
And I think that's really important to think about because it hits this middle ground that I think is quite important. Think about it this way. If there is a wall that the virus needs to clear to infect you, the wall doesn't need to be infinitely high, just higher than the virus can jump in most circumstances. And as long as you are not getting exposed to, say, enormous doses, that might be enough to protect you in a lot of situations. And it's actually really hard to tell the difference between some sort of genetic factor that makes you difficult to infect and impossible to infect. But that also means that, you know, those sorts of factors are going to be more common, things that lower your risk of infection rather than completely eliminating it. But that's important to keep in mind, because no one should be walking around right now assuming that they're impervious. If this sort of genetic resistance exists, it's probably really rare. It could come with other health costs, and it may not exist at all. And so people should really rely on what's more important, which is acquired immunity, like they can get through vaccines. That can protect people just as well. That can also build a wall that makes it really hard for the virus to jump over.
But the hope is that, you know, maybe we could find something. And, you know, when we talk about examples like HIV, I mean, we just had a story of another person overcoming the HIV virus. Now, this was done through stem cell transplants, but it was done in coordination with genes from, you know, a person that was resistant to it. So if we can find that magic thing, then hopefully we can learn from that and really put that forward on COVID and other coronaviruses.
I think it's absolutely worthwhile to look into this. And even if we don't find, you know, something equivalent to the story with HIV, even understanding what makes disease worse could help us make it better through intervention. So this kind of research, the importance of it really can't be discounted.
And there is some studies, I guess, going on right now. I know there's teams of scientists that are coordinating with people that have not gotten COVID so far, and they're really looking into them. What kind of work is being done on that front?
Yeah, and I think one of the big takeaways here is just how hard this is. You know, you cited that statistic before about how, you know, a lot of scientists are really only sure about 3 microbes that can be shut out by genetic resistance out of the 1,400 plus that are known to be capable of infecting us and causing disease. That's not necessarily because it is only 3, but just because this is so difficult to prove. There are other candidates out there, but it's really hard to say, oh, this is a slam dunk. We definitely have some sort of genetic resistance here. Think about how difficult it is to even figure out that someone has been infected by this coronavirus. You have to catch that infection in time, because unlike HIV, this is not typically a chronic infection. You know, people do develop antibodies. You can try to look for those months later, but antibodies also fade. And you can't always look for the same types of antibodies in everyone, because some antibodies can be elicited by both infections and vaccines. And researchers may try to look for things that stick around longer, like T cells, another type of immune response. But those are much harder to study. It's not just a test that you can do on a stick at the drugstore. And if people aren't paying super close attention to this and they don't have documentation that they probably weren't infected at the time, it's really difficult. And scientists basically have to rule out, were you in circumstances that led you to be heavily exposed but not get infected? Otherwise, it would be everyone who has been, you know, masking vigilantly, and that would create a lot of noise in this data.
Right.
It's just a really difficult connection to nail.
Yeah, just for now, just an interesting look to see how genetics could play a factor in this. I was part of that no COVID club for quite some time, and it got me a few months ago. So I'm out. You know, you can't count me in then anymore, but always looking to see what's developing there. Catherine Wu, staff writer at The Atlantic, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique two-in-one product combines the power of 2 clinically studied ingredients in 1 revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. BrainMD.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with smart metabolic burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.